Hello, this is Amber Button over at KSSU.com right now, University Union, Sac State. And I was wanting to start teaching about basic Catholicism, just real simple, real light. And one of the first things that you learn is basic prayer. Now, the very, very most kindergarten basic is called Glory Be. And it starts like this. It's Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And you teach your children. You say a rosary with the family. When I was a child, I went to Catholic school, and we learned about the rosary, but that was back in the days when the nuns were leaving. All the Catholic school, they were all from Ireland, they were going back home, they were retiring about the 80s, the early 1980s. And so my home were French Catholic. Every one of us, we didn't do the rosary, but we lived the faith. My family is a big family. My mom came from 10 kids. I only, it was just me and my brother. But, you know, when my mom and dad divorced, the only reason that I became a Catholic was because of the large family. My Aunt Anne raised my mother, and she did a very good job, I think. I've struggled so much with different things, but the Catholic faith and being able to learn about it and live with it has actually helped my life, and I wanted to try and pass it on. So the basic thing, Glory be to God the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And if you can, grab a rosary and start learning how to pray it. It's really simple. You don't have to redo it if you mess up. You don't have to be through everything. You can sit through, you know, a little YouTube video on how to say the rosary and just learn the basic prayers and teach them to your kids. If you are thinking about getting married, you might want to consider the rosary as a little life hack, you know, because you're going to want to know those things. Steve Wood moment. He was a DJ for Catholic Media, and Steve Wood, I learned a little bit from him, but my most favorite things were when you go to get married, women go and say, well, I don't know what I was thinking. And that he says, because you weren't. And you usually know about a person on the first few dates, if they're good or they're not good. And a lot of women have been in bad relationships because they knew in those first few dates, but they didn't know, you know, is the guy gonna like children? Is he stand up? Is he thoughtful? Is he caring? You know, are they paying attention to, is he drinking, is he doing drugs, is he, you know, with other women and lying about it, you know, even if it's just friends, you kind of catch those things. What is his family like? You know, sometimes you don't have that luxury. You just end up in a relationship. My mom did. And she got married, she went the right roads, but my mom and dad didn't get along. So I think my podcast, I wanted to do the right button, the right words, the right thing to kind of help you in your life. I can't tell you how to live. I can't give you the test answers, but I can kind of guide you through. And I'm hoping this is a start over here. Also, it's a blessing for KSSU. I am kind of plugging it because this is my start. This is where I've been here over a year now, and it is a very good experience to come here to Union University, and I didn't think it was possible, and here I am, trying to help you learn the basics. So, anyway, this is, I go by Charlie over here at KSSU, and known as Amber Button. And this is The Right Button. My other show is the General Electric Hour. So it was at 10 o'clock on Thursdays. Thank you for listening.